Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. So today's show, I actually have six guests and they are all sophomores at the Honesdale High School and they are in the Health Occupation Program under the directions of Becca Park, who is just a wonderful, wonderful teacher here at Honesdale High School. And they will be discussing their HOSA Community Awareness Project on seatbelt safety. So good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And so we're gonna go around the room and you're gonna tell us who you are. So Caitlin?
I'm Caitlin Brescia.
Maddie Decker.
Olivia Dunn.
Abby Case.
Bridget Murray.
And Brenna Martin.
Thank you. And I had them say their names, so I would mess up, right, ladies? So again, I want to thank you for joining, because you know the topic that you are going to talk about, seatbelt safety, I think it is so, so important in our community. But before we begin, so Caitlin, can you tell our listeners what is HOSA and a little bit about the Honesdale Health Occupation Program?
Here in Honesdale High School, we have a program called Health Occupations. In this class, our purpose is to get prepared to work in the medical field. Health Ocs also helps us to get educated on basic anatomy and physiology, understand different life-threatening situations, and understand healthcare and healthcare settings. Along with Health Ocs, we have a club called HOSA for future health professionals. The purpose of HOSA is to develop leadership through a program of motivation, awareness, and recognition, which is an integral part of the health science educational program. In HOSA, a few of my classmates and I have decided to work on a community awareness project called Seatbelt Safety. For this project, we need six people. We created a portfolio filled with our different projects that we will be fulfilling over the course of this year. Our portfolio includes our social media outreach and documents of what we have already completed.
Wow, so this project is a lot of work, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, our listeners today will really understand that. So thank you for that. So Maddie, again, this project is very important to raise awareness in our community. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of wearing a seatbelt?
By wearing seatbelts, it has saved countless of lives by preventing serious injuries during crashes. Seatbelts are the only thing that can save your life against distracted drivers. Seatbelts have saved so many lives by preventing injuries during crashes. Seatbelts help reduce the risk of being thrown from the vehicle or colliding with the inside of the car. Seatbelts significantly decrease the likelihood of severe injuries in crashes. They distribute the force of the collision across the strongest parts of your body, such as the chest and pelvis. In addition, seatbelts help drivers maintain control of their vehicle during crashes, potentially preventing further accidents. In rollover accidents, seatbelts are critical as they prevent people from being ejected or tossed around the inside of the car, significantly increasing the chance of survival. Overall, seatbelts are simple but yet highly effective safety measures that play a critical role in protecting lives on the road.
Yeah, Maddie, that's really great information that you're sharing with our community and how important it really is to wear a seatbelt. And so, Olivia, you're going to add on to that. So can you tell us, listeners, a little bit more about some of the statistics related to seatbelt safety?
Yeah, of course. You know, seatbelt safety is very important to our community. In our community, we see a lot of accidents that result in deaths because people are not wearing their seatbelts. In 2023, there were 11,756 crashes where at least one occupant in the car was not wearing a seatbelt, which resulted in 316 deaths. This number is truly heartbreaking to know that because of one simple action, 316 people died. So as a group, we decided to promote seatbelt safety and try and make our community aware of how important it is to wear a seatbelt. Recently, our community has been struck by many accidents where people have died because they were not wearing seatbelts. We strive to inform as many people as possible to reduce the rate of people dying in crashes because they were not wearing their seatbelts. Seatbelts are so crucial for your safety. They can reduce your risk of being seriously injured or dying in a crash by more than 45%. In 2024, so far, over 15,000 lives were saved in Pennsylvania because they were wearing their seatbelts. As well, in 2024, more than 75% of people ejected from their cars in crashes died from their fatal injuries because they weren't wearing their seatbelts, while there was a 0.5% of people ejected from their cars because they were wearing seatbelts.
Right. And, you know, those statistics really say a lot for our community. You know, I would like to take that 75% chance and wear my seatbelt all the time, right? And be saved. And, you know, small statistics show even wearing a seatbelt is just so important for us. So thank you so much. Olivia, do you have any resources that you can share that people can go to for more information?
Yes, you can go to nhtsa.gov for more information.
Okay, great. So, Abby, so how do you plan as a group, again, to educate our community?
Some of the plans we have to educate the community is by interviewing teachers and students throughout our school and asking them multiple choice or true and false questions on seatbelt safety. We post each interview on our community awareness Instagram account, so anyone we didn't ask the question to is still being educated. If we're not posting an interview that week, we still post facts and awareness about seatbelt safety. We also plan to go to other schools to educate other students, not just those in Honesdale. Those schools are also a part of our community, so they should also be informed of how important it is to wear your seatbelt. We also plan on doing bake sales around our community, and while doing these, we plan on informing those who buy about our purpose or just how important seatbelts are. We also plan on putting flyers around our school to inform those who don't see our Instagram account about seatbelt safety. These flyers will have a little information about everything we want to educate people about, but also a QR code leading to either our Instagram or our website for more information if they're interested.
Great. And can you share your Instagram account? Did you say that already? Oh, no, wait. We have Bridget that's going to be doing that. Yes, we ran right through, so sorry about that. So again, one of your goals to accomplish this program is to raise funds, right, to help purchase car seats for the Honesdale High School Motherly Grace Club. Can you tell us how you plan to raise those funds?
Yeah, so to raise the money for car seats, we are selling bracelets and holding bake sales throughout Honesdale High School. For anyone who is not a student or staff member at HHS and are interested in donating to our programs, we are hosting a bake sale in the future at Dave's Super Duper. Any further information on the future fundraising will be posted on our Instagram, which is community_awareness in all lowercase. We hope to raise $2,000 with all the fundraising that we are planning to do. All of the proceeds are going to car seats and will be donated to Motherly Grace. Motherly Grace is a program in Homestead High School run by the FBLA Club. They give necessary household items for family and pregnant teens in need for their child. They also take donations such as diapers, baby wipes, baby clothes, and much more. They have a website and a Facebook if you are interested in this program.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing that. And so now we have Brenna. So, you know, before Caitlin talked about HOSA, but can you explain how the competition works?
Yes. So HOSA stands for Health Occupations Students of America, and it's a big deal for anyone interested in health careers. First, you join your school's HOSA club. Once you're a member, you can sign up for different events based on your interests. There are several categories like medical terminology, public health, and emergency medical technician skills. Each event focuses on different skills and knowledge areas related to health professions. The competition is divided into different levels, such as local, state, and national levels. You start by competing at the local level, which is usually within your school or school district.
I know, it's a lot of information to read, isn't it?
Yes.
Go ahead.
If you do well there, you move on to the state competition. And if you proceed past state levels, you go to compete at the national level. Each event has its own rules and format. Some events are written tests, while others might be hands-on skills, demonstration, or team-based projects. For example, in a medical terminology event, you might take a multiple choice test, while in CPR or first aid event, you might have to show your skills.
Preparation is key. You'll have to study and practice a lot. And sometimes you might work with a mentor or coach to get ready. Your HOSA advisor and classmates are there to help you too. During the competition, you're judged by your professionals in the healthcare field. They score you based on your knowledge, skills, and sometimes your professionalism and presentation. The top scorers in each event win medals or trophies. Overall, HOSA competitions are a great way to learn more about health careers, meet other students with similar interests, and get some real-world experience in the field. Plus, it looks good on college applications.
Yes, it does. And even though you ladies are sophomores, you still, this is a great, great thing that you're doing. And I am really excited because, you know, the things that you mentioned, Brenna, in, you know, what you were talking about, HOSA, I think, you know, hopefully this radio has helped spark some of your interest, right? And to help with your project. So I am so excited to, you know, hear about how far you're going to go in HOSA with this. Let's, you know, go national with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple more minutes left. So what I would like to do at this time is go around, and you don't have to, if you don't know your answer, but let me know what field you are interested in, because you're in the health occupation program, right?
Yep.
And so maybe you have some idea what you want to do in the healthcare field, right? So Caitlin, what about you?
I'm thinking about either being a nurse anesthetist or being a nurse practitioner.
Wonderful. And then we have Maddie.
I think I want to be an audiologist.
Okay, great. And Olivia?
I'm thinking nurse anesthetist.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you, you know, but we haven't finished going around the room, that is a great profession to be into. Mm-hmm. And Abby, what about you?
I want to be an ultrasound tech.
Okay. And Bridget?
I'm not sure what I want to be yet. I'm still looking.
Right. And this is a great opportunity to do that, right?
Yes.
Because in this health occupation program, you can experience different fields. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And Brenna?
I'm thinking of either going to be a pediatric nurse or an x-ray tech.
Okay, great. And so, you know, I really want to thank all of you today for sharing your experience, but most of all, also for sharing your knowledge, you know, and the importance of seatbelt safety, right? Now, okay, you have to forgive me. Are you guys driving yet, or do you have your permits?
Permits.
Permits, okay. So what is the first thing you're going to do when you get into a car?
Buckle your seatbelt.
You got it, right. And I do that all the time. You know, if not, my kids would definitely remind me to do that. So again, you know, look for more information out there. You can contact Becca Park at Honesdale High School or myself, Carol Kinnear, at Way Memorial Hospital at 570-253-8422. And these ladies will share this information when the time comes, and I will have it for you. So ladies, again, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear. I'm the Community Relations Manager at Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.